like a schus from the Iberio to have a yakel separately. We know that a yakel gate in Pekudei, especially in Unzere Mizgeres, that we only have an hour, 45 minutes, so we never get to the end of the parsha. Of Chapna Rai in the Iberio take, and we could learn a little bit of a yakel. There's two others, so Vayakel is separate because we have to have more parshas. A normal gear, every time Vayakel Pekudei goes, it goes together. So this part, now we have Pekudei because Pekudei is separate. I meant Pekudei, which Vayakel. Eile Pekudei al Mishkan, Mishkan Eidus, Asher Pukad al Pi Moshe, Voida Salavim, Yani Somo Ben Aaron HaKoyen. Let me learn the pasuk. Eile pkudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-eidus. It's a kfirus in the pasuk. Perek lamed ches pasuk chof alef. Eile pkudei ha-mishkan, eile pkudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-eidus. What is the kfirus? Eile pkudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-eidus. What is the kfeilus? Eile pkudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-eidus. Twice a mishkan. Zog Rashi. Eile pkudei ha-mishkan. Ha-mishkan, mishkan, shtei peomi. It says twice mishkan. Remez le-migdosh, she-mishkan, b'shnei churbonim, ala v'nisayim shel Yisrael. It's a remez for the mishkan that the mishkan shtei churbonim ala v'nisayim shel Yisrael. So what about tanchume? So eile pkudei ha-mishkan, mishkan, that twice the mishkan was mishkan for v'nisayim shel Yisrael. Frag the world. The mishkan was never mishkan for v'nisayim shel Yisrael. The beis hamikdash. So the word a mishkan, the mishkan God is not. So in the word of Mishkan, Mishkan, she nismashkin, shtei peomim, mishlav v'nisayim shel Yisrael, the Mishkan l'chur was not nismashkin, mishlav v'nisayim shel Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdosh. So it's not the right word. Punk in the word Mishkan, that this was never Nechra, he's saying nismashkin for my mishlav v'nisayim shel Yisrael. It's not the right word. Zog the Bela Mishkovsky, that the Mishkan was Kodesh. But when they took down the Mishkan, the Kedusha ran away. There's no Kedusha in the place. Beis HaMikdosh is Kodesh, but when we take away the Beis HaMikdosh, the place stays Kodesh. Harabai stays Harabai. So b'meile kum ta'is, what happened in the Churban twice, the Mishkan Shaboy went away. Dainu, the Kedusha that has as the Mishkan, as the building. Over the Kedusha smokin, Shekech. As the Kedusha smoking from the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kedusha smoking from the Beis HaMikdosh didn't go away. The Kedusha smoking from the Beis HaMikdosh didn't go away. So while the Kedusha smoking from the Beis HaMikdosh didn't go away, so it's the right word to say, a Mishkan, Mishkan, only the building taken went away. The Pshimit Shkop, Alamol said Pshat, Chazal say, Ba'avon bitul Teire, the Mishkan was Chorev, and this Aver is the Beis HaMikdosh was Chorev, Ba'avon did the Mishkan. Why all these averes punk or reason to be samigdash should be chore? Ba'avon b'tul teira be samigdash is chore. What is the shaykhus? Ba'avon b'tul teira isurim boy. What is the shaykhus that be samigdash is chore ba'avon b'tul teira? Ba'avon digduk hazeh be samigdash is chore. So the Pshimen, be samigdash is like an electric company. I don't know if it's a more gizela electric company. Gizela more electric company. I think as long as we gave us in Seder Oilo. It's a big company. They mach dort an electric. Now, if it's a lot of need, they make a lot. If it's not a lot of need, they don't make a lot. It's the only factory in the world that works like that. I will explain. The factory that makes tables, even if it's no need, they make a lot of tables. Tomorrow they will sell them. Electricity, you can make and save. The way it works is, if there's a lot of need, they make a lot of electricity. In the middle of no one is asking for the electricity, so the company does less electricity. They feed the need of that day, the company works. So go cold, they say they go to heavy winters, and noch, a bigger number, okay. The Beis HaMikdosh is to feed the matzav of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not Isaac B'Torah, the Beis HaMikdosh is not Kayim. The Beis HaMikdash is lefi the need of Klal Yisrael, then is a Beis HaMikdash. Then is a Mishkan. When Klal Yisrael are Rowi, then we have Takem a Mishkan. If they say the Klal Yisrael are not Rowi, they're not learning Torah, the Beis HaMikdash stops to work. The man of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan Acharev. It's not a punishment. There's no kill for the Mishkan if there's no Klal Yisrael that need the Mishkan. David Junger said, Mishkan Eidus. Chazal said the same midrash was Mishkan Eidus. So Drashi, Eidus li Yisrael sheviter lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ma'ase HaEgel. Sharei Hishro Shechinose b'neihem. Mishkan Eidus. David Junger would say alamol, Chazal said that b'shor shenichnesu oidim le'eichol, they saw the kruvim shal yumu'urim zeh b'zeh. Ramam is attached together. Bring the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drochim. The Chachma Ashkenaz asked the Gemara Zokn in Yume. The Zman Shaisim Ratzonim Shel Mokayim Pneiyam Mishalochim. The Zman Shein Ratzonim Ratzonim Shel Mokayim. They are not looking at each other. So why in the time of the Churban when the Goyim went into the Eichol, Motzu Kruvim that were mamish with each other, Meurim Zeh Bezeh. Being his name B'shem Chachma Ashkenaz, as given from the Chachma Asfarvim, the Bala Mishnah Melech. Things are from Chachma Ashkenaz that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machriv the bais kilo chamosi al etzim ve'avonim, so was niskaper the avoin from Klal Yisrael. So the mele is given, it's given murim zeh bezeh. So that Mishkan Eidus, even when it's Mishkan, even when he takes it away, the Mashkan of the same Shal Yisrael, like the first Rashi, and Mishkan remes mishmashkem ba'avnei same Shal Yisrael, Eidus le Yisrael. When the Misamida should be Chorev, but it's Eidus that Shechinos Yisrael b'neichem. Even b'shas the Churban, when it'll be a Mishkan, you will see take that it's a Mishkan for Klal Yisrael. I want to start b'moisim b'zokus alamol. That is alamol. The pshat is. Chazal say that b'shas that the Churban they went in and they saw the Kruvim meurim zeh bezeh. What is the b'shat that the meurim zeh bezeh? Here in the b'shat Chazal say the aloche that ayoytzel aderech is a din oino before you yoytzel aderech. Chayav odem livkod is ishto yikoydem shu yoytzel aderech. In all the marshal when two people separate they give themselves each other a kiss right before say goodbye. It's not when you say hello you give a kiss. Say goodbye, you give a kiss. What is this kiss? Is there? You like it? Kiss him every day. He's leaving, you give him a kiss. What is kiss? Will help. You remember, you like him? What's the kiss? Teretz is, before you separate, you become the closest that you could be. This is the way of prayer. See, in the Moshe, when someone is sick, you know, like 2 minutes before he dies, a lot of times, sometimes I go to Koyach, and then he dies. Before prayer, before people separate from each other, is a kiss. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out to the Golis, so was Enoch and I, Klal Yisrael, now are leaving for a long Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Kruvim Me'urim Zeh Bezeh. So that's all when I came there. Me'urim Zeh Bezeh. Fakir, before you leave, as I chazal, Balei HaChochma already stay. So as al derech chayav adam livkod es ishtoy kainim shu yoytze la derech. It's a crazy insight. I don't know why. The Yitzhor Take I see Take has a koyach fakir. Come sof zman. The way to go to Ben Azmanim, the way to go to a different yeshiva is fakert. With the ganze starkeit. We get the kush. The Yitzhar knows if you give a kush, you pack in all of the ave, everything what you had together, you pack it and then you leave. The Yitzhar knows this is the way to pack the whole thing. So the Yitzhar, he makes it shvach. Finish this man azevi atoito. Azevi, But mainly you don't pack nothing. You leave with yeshiva with empty suitcases. The way, the secret to take all of your Bochur Shayorim together to another yeshiva, other to Ben Azmanim, is with a kiss. When you say goodbye, why you know you say goodbye, you give a kiss? This is the way to say goodbye. If you don't give the kiss, tell them again, it's a goodbye. The Zalbazach is the end of Zman. The Zalbazach is the end of the Tkuf in a Matzev. Yeah, a Bochur is a Chos. If he leaves Shvach, the ganze Bochur Shavari, it's a garnished. If it's with the ganze Starkeit, it's very stark. A person has to know how to, a person can be in yeshiva 3 years, have the best chavrusas. And then, the last month, Yishvach. He's not packing nothing with him. So, Yishvach, mach ta churban. This is the way. Me'urim zeh bezeh. Rashi says, Shinismashken ala v'niseim shel Yisrael. What does nismashken mean? Is that what nismashken means? What is nismashken? What is a mashken? What is a mashken?
Collateral.
It's also the question, the fancy English. What is a mashken? What is a mashken? A mashken is, but that's not a instead. Ki'ilu, I hold this till you pay me back. Right? Like, as I don't hold it. So, as a pasuk, the pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpoti pade v'shoveh b'tzdaka. Tzion b'mishpoti pade v'shoveh b'tzdaka. So we say over, what's the pshat? Tzion b'sodeti pade v'shoveh b'tzdaka. It's like what I say. I think they said from Reb Chaim Brisker, they say over this word. Reb Chaim Shover b'tzdaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mekabel our tshuva b'tzdaka. We'll do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us and mekabel unzer tshuva b'ezus Hashem. Aber tzion b'mishpat. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzir klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash b'meile has to be built. Because the whole reason the Beis HaMikdash was chorev, it was a mishkun instead of klal Yisrael. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets back klal Yisrael, the marshal, if a person pays back, so the orev is ois orev. The main, if the mishkan is only chorev, because he's the orev for klal Yisrael, b'etzem you build beis hashoras hashchina, it has to stay forever. The reason it's chorev, why the beis hashoras hashchina is chorev? The reason it's chorev because it's a mishkan for klal Yisrael. So main, if you build back, if klal Yisrael come back, shoveh b'tzdako, tzion b'mishpat. So the pasuk says, "Eile pkuda mishkan, mishkan ha'edus, asher pukad al pi Moshe." What's asher pukad al pi Moshe? Chasam Sefer brings down such a nice word. It's good to hear this word. Asher pukad al pi Moshe. Zek the Chasam Sefer stating Chazal that if Moshe Rabbeinu will come into Eretz Yisrael and he will build Beis Hamikdash, it will never be chorev. Right? So why it didn't happen? Why Moshe didn't come in? Why Moshe didn't come into Eretz Yisrael? Why was that allowed to? He had a chet. Welche chet? Mei merivo. Asher merisem pi b'mei merivo. He said Shimon ha'amoirim. Mishkan ha'edus asher pukat al pi Moshe. Because Moshe said Shimon ha'amoirim. So because of Moshe was chet, b'meile he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. B'meile was lying Mishkan ha'edus. The edus be mismashken. Lo yitzur nish given al pi Moshe, on the head from Moshe, nish given the Mishkan. That's what has to say from Pshat. So like the Pasuk weiter, u Betzalel, Pasuk Chof Beis, Ben Uri, Ben Chur, Lemata Yehuda. So like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, why Chur was Zoyche, that Betzalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chur, Lemata Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memale Ruach Chochma, because Chur was Moser Nefesh. When they came for the Egel, Chur said, "B'shum pani vayif and not to do the egel," and Klal Yisrael shecht in chur. And Rashi brings it down. Vayar aroin, ma ro, so Rashi ro chur shochut lefonot. They shecht in chur. So b'schus the mesiras nefesh from chur, he was zoicha that Bezalel came out, that Bezalel built the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav Zilberstein, Alamo would say over, Maise, and this pasuk from Chatzkel Avramsky. Chatzkel Avramsky, a lady came over to ask him once, what's it a pshat that is a mitzvah in the Torah that if you have a kid that is misbehaving, and then a shtick of flesh with a shtick of wine, you have to take him to Beis Din, tell Beis Din, "Bnei Nuzeh Seir Umayra," and Beis Din kill him. Chas v'shoch. V'chiyale al adas, that parents will take a son and do it. Chiyale al adas. What's a mitzvah? Your son is misbehaving, take him. I had a mice myself. A lady came over to me and asked me to daven that her son will die. I asked her why. She said he took him out to the Russian army, and then this kid he would go off the derech. I want him to die like a kosher yid. Please, Rebbe, daven that he will die. Steht in Pasuk, Yom Muzaka, Val Yom Muzchayev. For the same parents, like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if they have a son in Tzeir Umayra, bring him to Beis HaMikdosh, and bring him to the Beis, and Beis will kill him. Yom Muzaka, Val Yom Muzchayev. He said, Chatzkel said that he remembers three G'doyle Ador, so the names, that married three sisters. Not just the Maises, two Neschoyes and the Smaises. Why there was Zoyche, that three sisters to marry three G'doyle Ador? Because their mother, when I think, I'm not sure, the first time, the second time, when the Nazis came, their mother went over to the guy that hired them. And she told the guy to hide them. But she told the guy, if you see that you don't manage to hide them anymore, and the only way you will manage to keep them and not to be caught, and to be true, you will make them to become Ois Yidden, to Misnatzel Chas V'Shalem. So I'm asking you a favor, for the money I'm giving you, to take them and to drown them in the river. I'm asking you to save them, but if you see that you can't save them, and the only way will be that you will manage to save them, and it will be true to make them Ki'ilu the Goyim, so I'm asking you, for the money I'm giving you, drown them in the river. And this mother was taken killed in Kiddush Hashem. She was zeichah that her three daughters married the three G'dayla Adol. Pasuk is Mamshich, Lamed Ches Chof Beis, Ubetzalel ben Uri ben Chur Lemata Yehuda Oso Eskol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. This pasuk, for years I didn't understand pshat. Ubetzalel ben Uri ben Chur Lemata Yehuda Oso Eskol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Zogt Rashi, famous Rashi. Ubetzalel ben Uri Oso Eskol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Pasuk Chof Beis. Asher Tzivo Oso Moshe Ein Ksiv. It doesn't say Betzalel ben Uri Oso Eskol Asher Tzivo Oso Moshe. אלא אשר ציבו השם אס מוישה. אפילו דבורים שלא יאמר לי רבוי, הסכימו דייתו אלה דייסו. וואי, כי מוישה ציבו לבצל, אל מוישה טוב בצל, to do כלים ואחר כך משקל. First do the כלים and then do the משקל. אמר לי בצל, אל מיני גאוי למלאס יסתחילו בייס, ואחר כך כלים בתויכוי. אמר לי, כך שמעתי מהקדוש ברוך הוא. שמו בצל כלו יסו, כי כך ציבו הקדוש ברוך הוא. Lassis a mishkan tchila, v'achar kach lassis kelim. It's like more in brochas daf nunei. So Moshe told Bezalel to do kelim, v'achar kach mishkan. And Bezalel asked him, kelim shani yoyse leichon ani machnis. Elo shem akach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asa mishkan, v'achar kach kelim. A famous chazal. I'm not going in now to the whole mahalach, what is it when machlekes Moshe mit Bezalel. Aber es gewinnt schwer, I never know, Reb Nosson Adler fragt the kash, Chassam Sefer brings down from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. When they build the Mishkan? Ve'echad b'nisan, who come a Mishkan? So what is the difference if you made the Mishkan first or the Kelim first? What is Hol Shakra B'tayre? Everything was made, was laying on the floor, Kelim and Mishkan. So Moshe told him to do the Kelim and the Mishkan. He thought, maybe I'll do Mishkan with Kelim. He told him, if I'll do Kelim and Mishkan, I don't know where to put in the Kelim. So I'll do the Mishkan and then I'll do the Kelim. They didn't do both. Everything was pieces. And Be'echa B'nisun, who come a Mishkan? So what in the hell did Bezalel build the Mishkan before the Kelim? I mean, he made all the sticks, they were laying in a pile, and then he made the Kelim. And where he put the Kelim? The Machzal. So what are the kinds of time from Bezalel? Moshe, you're telling me to do Kelim v'achar kach Mishkan, we all put the Kelim. So do Mishkan v'achar kach Kelim. But the Mishkan was not built, it was pieces.
He knew
it
was going to wait.
What? How about it? בצל קהל, שם בצל קהל או איסו. But this is not the right thing. Chazal said that Bezalel was right. That you can't do the Kelim before the Mishkan. This is the whole Chazal. Bezalel was taken right. The Kelim cannot be without the Mishkan. The Kelim will take it without the Mishkan. That was a starke Ore. It's a starke Ore. The Terence is a Zay. Zogim Nosson Adler, Avada, when the Kelim are not Kaddosh, there's no problem where to put them in. Only after you Moshech them, B'Shem and HaMishcha, they have a Kedusha, then they can't stay outside. So the Echo B'Nishcha and Hukim HaMishcha, and then they will Moshech the Kelim. Yeah, but as they come to Rik, so what is Bezalel's Taina? build Kelim, build Mishkan. When it comes to be Meishach, you'll be Meishach the Kelim and then Meishach the Mishkan. I mean, what is the Ganze Tamil Arayim though? Versteht ihr Arayim? No, we say it's not caused by the Kelim and not Kadosh, Mashuch, it's no different than staying outside. So, Be'echo ben Nisom and Hukam HaMishkan, they were Meishach the Kelim. First they built the Mishkan, then they were Meishach the Kelim, and then they put them in. Anyway, this was the Seder. So what the Tzal had to say, I have to do the Mishkan before the Kelim. So give us an Adler, if the Kelim would be done before the Mishkan, would be a din to be Meishach than before Meshich as a Mishkan. This was the Seder of the Tzal. The din kol ha-koidem koidem, keresh nital b'yamin, ena nital b'smoil. So the Tzal time it, you're right, Moshe, there's no difference. But the Seder Indian is, the one that is done first, he has to be mashuch first. So if I will build the kelim first, so later on when I'm building the mishkan, I will have to be mashuch the kelim first, and then later I will have to bring him inside. Zog the pasuk baita. Lamed ches chof zayin. Vayhi me'as kikar ha-kesef lo tzekes es ad me'akoydesh. There's Adme Aperoches, Mea Adonim Lemeasa Kikor Kikor Laodet. So we had 100 Kikar Kesef, Lotzekes is Adme Akoidish, this Adme Aperoches, Mea Adonim Lemeasa Kikor Kikor Laodet. So we had 100 Kikoris for 100 Adonim. So they asked the Chazanish a Kasha. I know here, a lot of people have a mistake all their life before they hear this Chazanish. What's coming down? They asked the Chazanish, you know how big are the Adonim? The Goyva of the Adonim were Amo, 60 centimeters. The Roichav was 3/4 of an Amo, and 3/4 of an Amo. One Kikar Kesef, it's not enough. Even if you take the little piece that sticks in. Zog the Chazanish, the Adonim were not full. They were empty inside. We have animal imagination, so that a piece of silver as a shtick. Zog the Chazanish, no, it had holes inside. From outside it was closed, but it was not 100% full. If you bang, you can hear a noise. So Chaim Kanievsky said he has a mefurish raya that the Chazanish is gerecht. Mefurish raya. Says, was 100 kikol, kikol la'odem. How much kroshim were based on Migdash? The Mishkan, 96 kroshim for the building, and 4 for the paroiches. Now the seder was like this: shtei adonim tachas keresh echot, shtei adonim tachas keresh echot. For the 96, that was not 96. I'm saying was we need 96 adonim for the kroshim. We had 30 and 30, and what? No, we had 30. We had 20 and 20. What was the cheshbon? We have Lamed Vav. Ezer amoyz kerash echod v'amo v'chetzi amo roicha v'kerash shtei yodis v'yas akroshim esrim kroshim v'fes neged timono arboim ad mikesef 40 esrim mitzat sofer 40 and then you had another 8 in the back is 16 is 96. And the other 4 were the 4 Amudim in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Amudim had Kikol, every Amud had one Eidim. Now the Amud was the Amo and the Amo. So the Adonim were not the same size anyway. Here a wood of 1.5 had 2 Adonim. And the 4 Amudim that hold the Paroiches, everyone had one Eidim. So, Manavshach, if the Adonim had exactly the right amount of silver, so it didn't fit, it was different sides of Adonim. So how it fit? Tell us this was holes inside anyway. It was not full anyway, the Adonim. So in one place you made more space inside, and the other place you made less space inside. Now the Balaturim here brings down Meo Adonim Ukenegdom Tiknu Meo Brochis Bechol Yoim. Ukenegdom tiknu mer brochis bechol yoyim. It brings down, beginning of the Balaturim, it says, Keneged miyusodim al adnei poz, וכנגדם תקנו מהברוכס בכל יום. We know the Balaturim Dvorov, the Meroimei Meroimim. So he says that the Adonim, the Mer Adonim, כנגד the Mer Adonim, is the Mer Brochis בכל יום. The Gemara Da'ashas from a different pasuk in Menachos. He mitzayin, the Gemara Menachos says, Mo Hashem Shoel Mimcha, Mo Mer. Stop, is a Rambam Vichis Tfile? Ave. Rambam Ave. Shoel, we're back to the Rambam Ave. Say over a mice as a mole. Someone came into the briskero for Shabbos afternoon. Say, went over to the briskero and came to the briskero Shabbos afternoon, and he heard the briskero. Briskero was eating something and saying, 88. Not 89, 90. 89. What's the little biscuit? 92. So he asked, I don't know if he asked the biscuit or he asked the son, what's the other rob? What's the other rob? So he told him, the biscuit is counting if you already made mea brachas today. Why? So now Rambam in Perek Zayin, I did the biscuit is Nadayak Rambam in Perek Zayin, Yuchis Tfile. Rambam zok in Perek Zayin, Yuchis Tfile, Aloche Yudalet. Chayav Odom Levoruch Meo Beruchis Bechol Yoyim. Zalochet Zayin. Keitzad Oichel Meat Yerek Umevoruch Lefono Veleachol. Ram speaks about Shabbos. In a weekday, every person has a mea brachas anyway. But in Shabbos, you don't have mea brachas. So the Rambam, so what you do? Oichel ma'at yerek, umevorach lefono vela'achol. V'choizor v'oichel ma'at prize, umevorach lefono vela'achol. Umoine kol ha'brachas, ad shemashli mea brachas b'chol yoyim. Umoine kol ha'brachas. Zot the briskerov, shtei do ha'aloche, umoine kol ha'brachas. You have to count. What's the name? You have to know, I see this mistake around. You already made mea brachas today? You made already mea brachas, Yaakov Tzvi? You don't know. This is the problem. This is the problem. You know you did it. Chavad and Ishgut. But I'm not. Why? The aloche of mea brachas, zokte balaturim, is the adonim, does it the adonim from the Mishkan. This is the federations of the Mishkan. Mea brachas, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking a person, Mer brachas bechol yoyim, time of the whole day to be in a matzav is moedas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole, so during the week, there's no point to count. You know anyway you'll be there. What are you counting? And you know you're doing it anyway. But when Shabbos, it's not stam punk as v'zayin azay. We want you to nevorich mer brachas bechol yoyim. As yeis mer brachas. Chob mer. I have a minion of 100. If you don't have 100, some book it happened that you benched 100, you missed the whole purpose.
Why not in the rest of the week?
Because the Maisi, you know that you have 100 anyways, there's no point to count. It's Manu Vaimit. Well, I'll count. You know, how much fingers do you have? Look at your finger. I'm counting one. You know, the Maisi is doing 100. Exactly, I'm saying, people, you have to know that you're doing Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. Person has to know that he's doing Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. You saw him out in the post. This is the tzur of the Mishkan. Bilevavi Mishkan Evne. A person is the Mishkan of Hashem. What holds the Mishkan? The Mea Brachas. A lot of times I see people thinking, you know, they shackle tzach. Some weeks the better, some weeks the shvach. Check. These people, or they don't daven azeh, or they don't bench enough. They don't have that adonim. You know what happens to sticks that don't have something to hold them in the bottom? If I see a bach who goes azeh and azeh, So if a bocha more came to aitza for me, you know, chav yehidas and aliyas, everyone has. Some people it's mamish like, you know, like a mark question, as in back and forth, you know, up and down, as if in Denver, you know. So you find out a machnishke mer brachas. The mer brachas is the adoni. It holds the person. It's good to check it. It's boduk u'menusik on it. Zog the pasuk weiter, ve'eso elef u'shvamois ve'chamishim v'shivim oso rovim na'amudim v'tzipor u'shekem v'chamishim kesef. So you know, Chazal say ve'eso elef, what is ve'eso elef? Chazal zogim that Moshe Rabbeinu trying to make the cheshbon. But the Gemara in Bchoyres Daf Hei brings down that the Shor continues to Sasaras Rabbeichem Ben Zakkai and Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbeichem Ganevoyo. His kasha was, in the beginning Moshe says it's Mer Kiko, the Elef Ushvamois V'chamishim. Why he didn't count the Elef Ushvamois inside the Kikolis? So Rashi brings down the Pasuk Chovdala, the Pasuk, the Teret, that we're speaking in a big money, Shel Hekdesh. So mele, but in the beginning the Gemara time is that he was telling that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't keep the cheshbon right. And the Gemara explains why the cheshbon is correct. So Rav Silman is one of the Chosheh Dayonim in Bnei Brak, by Rav Nissim Karelitz, who brings down Alamol, a Maise Neuro. I want to stick with him to melamed you. How you have to... He brings down a Maise. That was a family in Syria, Aram Tzayva, what we call today Syria. That was a Choshev Yidir, a very big, rich Gvir, till he became like a part of the government, a part of the Melucha Dalton. One day, someone knocks on his door, and he would lend out money, beribis, to Ale Goyim Dalton. One day, he gets a knock on his door, and one of these Goyim comes and knocks on his door, he wants a big alva. Huge amount of money, but he knows that this person doesn't pay back, but he knows not to give him, it's a shalif in pikuach nefesh, but to give him the money will not come back. So he told him, I will give you the money, I will give you the for me a orif. So I have a new kabbalah, I only give with the orif. Zogt him the yam goy, givaldi, you kodesh baruch will be orif. Kodesh Baruch Hu will be the Orif. So the Yid knew for Kiddush Hashem Medav Geb. It's about our Mazbut, you know what Mazbut, so grace in the Kudadah. For Kiddush Hashem Medav Geb. The kids, so he gave him. Rashi Yanim Goy went back home, it was 200 ruble, Givaldik, he was happy, thus it does. Yanim Yid, the Tomim, Falozach of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He came back to his house, it was like in a red bag, and he put it, he had cabbage growing. He had a big field full of cabbage. If you know the way that cabbage grows, you know what's cabbage? It's like the mower. So the way that it grows, by day the leaves are open, by night the leaves close. The kid, so he put it on one of the cabbages in between the leaves there. He went home to eat. The kid, in the middle of the night, he remembered that he forgot the money outside in the field. The kid, so he came back to the field and everything is closed. Okay, he knows that it closes. But he started to open, you know. he looked, he couldn't find it. In the middle of the morning, some of his workers, you know, cut some cabbages to sell. The ones that you cut don't open, the Lech Klan. The kids are Maise, and Punk, who bought it, that's it. The people of the year, the kids are, the workers come back, his Mishosim come back home. And they show the old and they bought a cabbage, they open the cabbage and they find the money inside. So the Yanim Yid said, look, the Orif should have paid back before the time even. The kids are after 6 months, the guy comes back on the door and asks us if you can have a bit more from a half a year. So I'll tell you the truth, I even didn't enjoy your money. Someone stole it from me. So he told him, I will show you where is your money. So the Orif bring it back. Ba'etzem kein this maise Chazal say a maise on Rabbi Kiva. If Rabbi Kiva had money, Rashi brings it down in the Dorim. Rabbi Akiva wanted, needed money for the yeshiva, and he went to the Sora, the Goita, and he asked her for money, and she asked him who would be Orev. He said the Yam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the time to pay came back, and Rabbi Akiva couldn't come, and the daughter of the king threw the water, the money into the water, and the Yam bring it to her. So a mice on Rabbi Akiva, here we see a mice for hundreds of years later, a thousand years later. If a person, when a guy tells you, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be all of it, and you feel you can't get out of it because of Bir Chilul Hashem, and you mean to Mekadishim Shomayim in Gansen, if you mean to Mekadishim Shomayim in Gansen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays. But you have to do it L'Shem Shomayim. You have to do it L'Shem Shomayim. The goyim alamor want to come to see the kerem shalayu, Moshe Rabbeichem gane voyo, you can't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orev, ain't a chanami. But lo yitzuyo. Lo yitzuyo. If you come, mit the ganze Erens kai, and if he asks you that he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be orev, you say, yeah, the Masim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was an orev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taked orev. So the pasuk weiter. Lametes lamet. Vayasu es tzitz nezer ha-koidesh zohov toir vayichtevu olov michtav pituch echoysom koidesh la-Hashem. It's a shvere pasuk. Vayasu es tzitz nezer ha-koidesh zohov toir vayichtevu olov michtav pituch echoysom. What is vayichtevu? Vayichtev. I'm not so sure, even that Achronim asked the Kasha, you have to know, I think in all of the Kelim it says Vayimalu, you have to know, some Pasuk says Vayasa Saifoy, Vayiraku, Vayasu, but what is Vayichtuvu? One person writes. What is Vayichtuvu? All of Michta Pituchi Chayisim Kodesh LaHashem. What is Vayichtuvu Beloshen Rabbi? So Rav Moltke from Gur said a Givaldi Kipshat. There's a famous Gemara in Yume. The Gemara says that Bar Kamtza, they had an umnus, how to write Shem Hashem, with four, they had an umnus, they took four pencils, four pens, four kolmesim, and they written Hashem Hashem, Vasachas, and every finger they written a different letter. And they didn't want to teach how to do it. The Chazal, they asked them why they don't want to teach. The Gemara says, Shem Rashoi Mirikav. What is the grace of Gedula, the person could write four things in one finger? Well, what is the Ganesh Gedula? The Teretz is. Because when you write Shem Hashem, we don't want that for a second to be Shem Hashem with a Hefzik. Be a Chati Shem. Because by the Gedusha of the Shem is Chal at the beginning. But the Maase, if you don't finish to write the Ganesh Shem Hashem, felt in the Shem Hashem. So it was a Gedula of these people that they written the Shem Hashem in four fingers, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So they written all the four letters. This was the koyach that they written Shem Hashem in four fingers. So they knew to do it slower. This was the umnus of them. Yeah. They didn't know how to do it exactly. It was a part of the umnus. They didn't want to tell no one how to do it exactly. So they began Rebbe b'meile, but Lo Yitzuyo didn't know how to do it. So what they did, they got four people to write. Meile says, Vayasu tzis nezra ha-koydish zov toir, Vayichtu bo olav michto pisur ha-choysim koydish la-Hashem. They got four people to write the Shem Hashem. Das ist Vayichtevu Olam. Sag die Pasuk weiter. Pasuk mit dem Gimel. Vayar Moishe es kol ha-melocho, vehine osu oiso kasher tzivu Hashem, kein osu vayevorech oiso Moishe. ויארץ מאיש את כל המלוכה והנה עשו עשו כאשר ציבו השם כן עשו ויבורך עשו מוישה זאת רשי, לא כן רשי, זה שוור רשי אמר לו הם ירוצו אין שתשרה שכינה במייסי יודיכם והיא נויים פוסוק למד פרק למד תס פוסוק ממגימל אמר לו הם ירוצו אין שתשרה שכינה מייסי יודיכם והיא נויים השם אלוקינו עלינו והוא אחד מיוד א' מזמירים שבתפילה למוישה. Why Rashi has to add it? Who echad miyudal mizmeirim shvetfila lemoishe? So in Sefer Gan Rove says a givaldik epshat. In Sefer Gan Rove, as a mevrush in Tehilim, Amar Rab Levi b'shem Rab Chanina, chadas lo mizmorim shomar Moishe Rabbeinu, betachsisei nevuah amorom. He said it mikoyach nevuah. Lomo loy nichtevu batoyo. So why it the Gemara says in Rabbi Basra that is Tefillah leMoshe, 11 kapitel of Tehillim, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. So if Moshe Rabbeinu said it, Zog the Medrash in Tehillim, so why it's not written in the Torah? Zog the Medrash, Eilu divrei Torah ve'eilu divrei Nevius. Ve'ein mafsikim bedin divrei Torah ledivrei Nevius. Interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, some things were called Torah, some things were called Nevuah. These mizmorim anevuah, anevim, ksuvim. Mel, it's not written together. This was the pshat in Moshe. This is the pshat in Rashi. This is echad miyud ala mizmorim shebetfila leMoshe. Rashi had shver, vayivorech oiso Moshe. Why the pasuk doesn't say the bracha? The Moshe we learned in Zeis HaBracha. Vayomer Yosef alachem Hashem kachem elef peyomim vayivorech oschem. Vayivorech oiso Moshe, zog the bracha. Why don't say the bracha? The Teretz is, the bracha was said by Pashas B'chilas Nevuah, says Rashi. This is in Tehillim. I mean, this is in Tehillim. The mail is not written down here. Look the pasuk weiter. Lamed Lamed Aleph. What is that? Lamed Lamed Aleph. Mem Lamed Aleph. Mem we start Mem Lamed. Vayosem esakir ben oyel moyed uben hamizbeach. Stop, it's a bracha from Reb Chaim here before we start. The order is, right, they build the Beis HaMikdash, look in the Psukim. They build the Beis HaMikdash, then, in Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayosom Es HaMosoch, he built the Mishkan, Ves HaMizbeach HaOil Osom Pesach Mishkan Oil Moyet. The Mizbeach he put outside the Oil Moyet, this is Pasuk Chof Tes, and then he put the Kiyoir in between the Oil Moyet and the Mizbeach. So how he did it? He built the Mishkan, he put a Mizbeach outside, and then he put the Kiyoir in between the Mizbeach. Look at the Lashna Pasuk. Pasuk Choftes, with the Mizbeach Oil Osam Pesach HaMishkan. Pasuk Lamed, Vayosam Sakiyo Ben Oil Moyed Uben HaMizbeach. Frank Reb Chaim, so first put the Kiyoir, and then put the Mizbeach. Ema Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. Why he first went to the Mizbeach, and then he came back and he put the Kiyoir in the middle? So Reb Chaim, if you look in Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Vav Zayin, you have the Teretz. And look in Mem Pasuk Vav Zayin. Pasuk Vav Venosatas Mizbeach Oil Lifnei Pesach Mishkan Oil Moyed. Pasuk Zayin Venosatas Hakiyor Ben Oil Moyed Uben Hamizbeach Venosato Shel Moyed. Sigiven Adin, Zok Reb Chaim, as the Kiyor is Ben Hamizbeach. That is the Mokim. The Mokim is Ben Hakiyor Ben Hamizbeach Uben Oil Moyed. So you can't put it before. The chetzer of the mokim of the kiyoir is ben hamizbeach. Now, we get to read where we're holding. We're holding in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Rambam Avoda. Verochtzu mimenu Moshe ve'Aaron ubono besyedeyem ve'esragleyem. Verochtzu mimenu Moshe ve'Aaron ubono besyedeyem ve'esragleyem. Verochtzu mimenu Moshe ve'Aaron is Ubono besyedeyem ve'esragleyem. So the Gemara in Zvochim, Santa Zach, the Gemara in Zvochim daf Yutes, the Gemara talks about in Zvochim daf Yutes, the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Yutes, says the Gemara, Kiyoir, Kesef Mishne Bin Zedal. The Gemara says like this: you have to have every kiyor and zvachin that you test. The Gemara says you test the base. The Gemara says that every kiyor has to have water for 4 kayanim. Now, if the kiyor doesn't have enough water for 4 kayanim, you can't be yotze kiddush yadayim reglaim with that kiyor. It has to have enough water for 4 kayanim. Rochtu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron v'Bona v'Sidayim. So the Gemara, you have to have a shiur that 4 kohenim. Kiyo she'ein boi kedei lekadesh 4 kohenim mimenu ein mekadshim boi. She'ne'emar v'Rochtu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron v'Bona. So Rashi says Moshe v'Aaron is 2. Bono miut rabim 2 is 2. It's 4. That's Rashi. Terein u'Bona v'Trin. She'af Moshe kohen hoi v'shiv esmei meluim. So Rashi, that this is what the pasuk is coming to say. Moshe was in Aaron v'Bonav. Forget Moshe was in Shiva Simeon Miluim and then Aaron. So Rabbos did Moshe v'Aaron v'Bonav to melamed us that you have to have 4 people, water for 4 people. If there's no water for 4 people, it's not good. The Rambam in Bias Mikdash in Perek Hei Alocha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says to say, Kamo ma'im tzrichim liyos bakir, ein pochis mekdei lekadosh boi dalet kohen. Shenemar Aroin v'Bonov. Aroin v'Bonov. V'hoyo Elozo v'Yisomo v'Pinchos Nimoyim Arei Arba. The Ram says Shenemar Aroin v'Bonov. So who is Bonov? Elozo v'Yisomo and Pinchos and Aroin. Zog de kesef Mishne Yatzachan. Rabbeinu l'chu adil min this posuk from Parshas Pekudei. Because this posuk, we have a different shot. We have Moshe. The Aaron and Bonov. So, Lefi the Rambam, that Bonov means 2 with Pinchas, and Aaron is 4 with Moshe, is 5. And another Vaviyu also didn't die. It's 7. Al-Kohar, the Rambam went the Pasuk in Kisisa. In the end of Kisisa, it also says Verochatsu. Mamash, in the end of Kisisa, you have the Parsha of the Kiyoy there. In the beginning, you see, so you have the parsha of the Kiyoy. Kisisa, Parak Lamed Posuk Chofale, Verochatsu Yedeyem, Vasisa Kiyoy, Posuk Yutes, Verochatsu Aaron Vibonov Mimenu, Lamed Yutes. So, the Alkoch of the Rambam meant this Posuk, Aval Chud, the Gemara and Zvochim doesn't mean the Posuk in Pashas Kisisa, the Posuk means the Posuk Mayut, Verochatsu Menu Moshe Aaron Vibonov, so Kisimish Dr. Zay. We know in our Chazal that Pinchas was not a koy until the Naisa with Zimri ben Zalu. In any Naisa is Brisi Kiunas Oilam. The Mephoshim say that Pinchas didn't become a koyan till much later. So maybe the pasuk is Hashem Aosi. It's a bit of shver. But merely Shmizman Shnevo is a parsha le Meisim on the Aviu. The Rashi goes, V'roch to Moshe v'Aaron, Shehu posuk b'pashas p'kudei, V'ash to niche. Yeh bakir ma'am shiru menu Moshe v'Aaron, V'shtayim b'bonach, V'myud ra'im shtayim. Yim lech, Yil ha'ilam ha'bachol bonach. So that's not the case of Mishnah Pshat. So forget, after that, it doesn't Pshat. After that, it doesn't Pshat. We'll stop here.